As the drought continued, lake, river, and pond levels were down, but demand for water was up. Megan Clobby with Water One in Johnson County said water consumption has been twice that of a typical summer.
We would expect to see around 80 million of gallons consumed per day, and we're seeing around 130 to 140, and in some days 150.
Water main breaks surged, and water departments urged residents to watch the lawn watering. Heat and windy conditions raised concerns about fires, and a 20-acre fire in the Northland came to within 50 feet of homes. Fire Department Battalion Chief Lou Hendricks told TV9 News that if the wind had shifted, the houses could have caught fire.
Mother Nature will tell you. And in this particular case, we drew a lucky card. We drew the ace.
In Springfield, the president of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association, Lonnie Duckworth, said this is one of the most severe droughts he's ever seen.
It's rivaling 1980. 80 was a very bad year. I'm not sure in some cases this might be worse than 80.
On Thursday, Governor Nixon added $5 million to a state program to help Missouri farmers meet the cost of drilling wells deeper.
$2 million is not enough. We thought it was time to push additional dollars there.
The drought is expected to continue into the fall. Midweek, the metro area got a smidgen of rain, a trace in some sections about an inch in others. Google finally ended its year-long dry spell on information on its ultra-fast fiber network, announcing it will likely connect the first customers in September, and the service will include more than internet.
You don't have to settle for old-style television anymore. After all, with the most advanced internet in America, you should have the most advanced TV experience in America, too.
Google Vice President Milo Medin, who also pitched the web-only service.
We will make Kansas City a place where bandwidth flows like water, where the fastest internet in the world is available at an affordable price.
Google also announced its pricing structure for the 1 gigabit per second service, and another company, Wicked Broadband, announced plans to bring similar speeds to Lawrence. In the courts, John Henry Horton lost a bid for a third chance to convince a jury that he didn't kill Elizabeth Wilson in Prairie Village in 1974. His first conviction was overturned and the second questioned by the state Supreme Court, but a judge in Olathe concluded that excluded evidence would not have convinced a jury that Horton had not killed the 13-year-old. Across the state line, a Jackson County judge removed the Catholic diocese from a lawsuit over alleged sexual abuse by former priest Michael Tierney. Among other things, the judge said it would probably be impossible to prove that the diocese intentionally failed to supervise him. And Governor Sam Brownback told Kansans the state's bank accounts are doing fine. The governor also said the state's finances are definitely solid enough to handle the large income tax cut passed this year.
And we're going to do everything we can here to continue to reduce the cost of state government while protecting K-12, Medicaid, public safety.
Critics of the multi-year billion-dollar tax cut say it's still likely to cause budget problems in the future. This is KCUR.